Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and details.
Hi, my name is Nita Freeman, and I'm the marketing director for Genesis of Conway. In our new store that opened in November, we have been a partner with The Buzz from the very beginning. We love all the packages that we get from them. They are helping us promote our big golf tournament, the Genesis of Conway Central Arkansas Open. Robert Davidson is awesome, is a great partner. He is willing to go above and beyond to do whatever we need to make our partnership successful.
For more information on advertising, call me, Robert Davidson, 501-744-1279.
You like saving money, right? We all do. That's why Allstate just lowered the price of car insurance. Not, but wait, there's a catch. Lower. Actually lower. So if you're shopping around or just want to see how much you can save, check Allstate first for a new lower auto rate that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-970-8855. That's 800-970-8855.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents. cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use law enforcement siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention, like telling you if you get a speeding ticket, it doesn't end there. You have to pay expensive fines. You can't go to your friend's wedding because that also costs money. And your insurance rates could increase. See? We didn't have to use law enforcement sirens after all. Getting a speeding ticket has consequences. Sooner or later, speeding catches up with you.
Brought to you by the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
To kick off of SEC Media Days. And there was a kick involved last night. Back down in St. Pete. And my dear amigo, David Basil, a day early, so he and I could paint the town a series of gray. I think not red, not blue, but...
You sure it wasn't pewter?
It did have a decidedly salt and pepper feel to it last night. David, very kind of you to come in. And for those of you, you wouldn't know this, but this has been a star-crossed trip for David.
Yes, it's typical for me, Bill, but we've been talking about this for years. Mm-hmm. That you've had this place down right here, and I'm a Floridian. And,
right.
And so it worked out perfectly. Todd, not only... are we hanging out today?
Yes.
With Bill, but he is going to be a credentialed member of the media for SEC Media Days this week.
A credentialed official member of the media. We'll pick it up later this afternoon.
Yeah.
Double R and Trey Schapp coming in. We're going to link up with them, watch some World Cup action, get the media credentials. You guys are going to check in to your housing project apartment where you're staying, which is evidently next to some exotic dancing establishment down here in Tampa.
Great area, though. You know, last time I was down here, Bill, mm-hmm. was for the Outback Bowl.
Yes.
Was the high point of Sam Pittman's career.
5 years ago. Yeah. Five in January.
Beat Penn State.
Yes.
And, this is really a beautiful area. St. Petersburg is actually where we're at,
yes.
which is over the bay from Tampa. Mm-hmm. It's the second largest metropolitan area. I had to be reminded about that yesterday after Miami. And, you know, it's beautiful, although the weather is going to be rainy this week, but just a beautiful area. Anytime you're on water, it's just a great place to be.
Yeah, you noted that, Todd. You can appreciate David being a Floridian, so he's a little further south than his old stomping ground, and this area has exploded. About 3.5 million people in the area, and if you go from sort of Dunedin all the way down to Sarasota, and it's just become one big megalopolis for the region. But as a bonus for David, not only was his luggage lost as he flies in, so then we go to this beautiful restaurant that sets out, and for those of you who saw David's Facebook Live post, you saw sort of where we were, and it's quite a trek to get out to this restaurant to begin with. We were like the Israelites leaving Egypt, man. We walked and walked and walked and walked. But fortunately, once we got there, Todd, we were aware of the fact that air conditioning had gone out in this very sort of high-end, ritzy spot out on the tip end of the pier that juts out into Tampa Bay.
Yes.
So we were able to eat dinner with no air conditioning. And to the restaurant's credit, the staff and the people were really nice, and it was very good. And so then, but then finally, as an added bonus, we spend the night, we get this cigar place, we're smoking cigars, it's midnight, we got this Cuban music playing a couple of doors down from these clubs, and all these senoritas constantly walking by wanting our attention. And then David gets back to his hotel only to find that the elevators have gone out, and it's down to one elevator. And then to pour salt in the wound, Todd, I explained, as you know, my friend's lost his luggage. Can I check him in early to this hotel? Oh, sure. You know what? We'll give him a nice high floor so he can have a nice view of the bay and everything. So he's down to one elevator, and he's on like 18, near the top of the hotel. So that's been the...
Your hospitality, Bill, and this area, I haven't even noticed the problems. I look at the blessings. You know, I was just in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We were at the NASCAR race last week.
Right.
To be down here, and you get a chance to see what SEC Media Days are all about.
Yes.
And it's an interesting perspective just from a business perspective to look at that. So
I want to get into that because it makes you aware of the level of commerce that spins off of collegiate sport in the country and why it's so important. And it's so uniquely American because it's not done anywhere else.
Right.
My friends in Great Britain kind of marvel at the fact that, if it's not a boat race on the Thames, what is college sport beyond that? And it's not like in Egypt. Boy, the two universities, really, there's no tailgating outside of Cairo or anything like that. But it is a big business, and I want us to discuss that today. But it has been fun. We did enjoy last night, David down a day early, and we got a chance to be in St. Pete, and as I said, went to a cigar lounge last night, and you got to see the beach drive there, a lot of the clubs and everything that spill out onto the end of the into that big park area, and makes St. Pete such a nice, pretty downtown area,
and great vibe.
It's got a vibe. Well, as you point out, you're on the water.
Yes,
and that was a bad thing a couple of years ago. And again, lastly, Todd, the curse of David Basil. There is a hurricane now brewing in the Gulf. It's currently a tropical depression, but it's possible. And so that's caused the wonderful combination that happens in Florida, David. Intense humidity.
Yes.
And then the possibility of it raining literally every moment that you're here. All through the week.
Hashtag blessed, though, man.
Yeah,
we are blessed to be here. Yeah, and thank you for the invitation. We look forward to a great week. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. At least, knock on wood, we haven't been to Taco Bell and had the explosive,
the lettuce.
Yeah, the lettuce at Taco Bell. You know, I didn't realize, I thought explosive diarrhea always accompanied a Taco Bell
visit. I've heard you say that,
I thought, usually Taco Bell is then followed, no matter when, lettuce or no lettuce.
Yes.
Usually that's a sign. It's always bad when you wake up and there's a Taco Bell wrapper somewhere on the floor, or you get to your car and there's a Taco Bell wrapper right. in your car and you realize, uh-oh, yes. this isn't going to stick close to home
Not
for
good.
The rest of the morning.
Not so. Good.
A lot of stuff to get to on the program today. As I said, it's the kickoff of SEC Media Days. Wally's got a column about it in today's Arkansas Democrat Gazette. We'll get into what the business of sport in the SEC is, the rise of the media and media coverage of all this and media days. We'll see our buddy Stats this week.
Yeah,
we'll get a chance to hang out with him. At some point, Todd, we were supposed to go sailing yesterday, but the weather prevented that. Because you flew in a pretty decent. I mean,
yeah.
there was rain. I mean, there are no atheists in those planes when you're landing in Tampa during hurricane season. It's a lot of folks, and we know. I think Trey and Double R kind of have a similar experience ahead of them before they land today. So. We'll talk to them maybe a little bit later in the program as well. Huge day today in sport. As you know, we paid a little bit of attention yesterday to England, France.
What a match that was.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean,
six to
four, that's a pretty decent baseball
score. It is.
There was a feel to it. You know, England up 4-0 and it was a chance. You got the feeling that, not since World War II have we seen the French respond and say, okay, enough. And they come roaring back. And then, of course, the English then put them away. As my buddy John Scrimshire, who's been on the program now, who diagnosed the World Cup brilliantly. We got to have hats off. Did he not, Todd? Did he not call? He talked about Spain's defense and the ability for Spain to win a game just almost solely on their defense, which is what they did. And then he got into England, and his one concern was, you know, once Argentina went to the, you know, the press offense, could they withstand? And we saw what happened there. But he's been spot on.
Was there a player that had a hat trick yesterday?
Yes, Todd, help me.
Yeah, Mbappe?
Was it Mbappe?
I think it's
right.
Mbappe. Not the Hanson
song,
classic
yes.
Mbappe.
I was wondering, where did the term, do you know the hat trick, where hat trick comes from?
No, I mean, somebody had to initiate that.
Right.
Somewhere.
Don't know what that, you know, where that came from.
I say, by Jove, little boy, and they threw the hat down, and then from that moment on, I'm assuming it either had to be European football or hockey because
according to a quick Google search, the term hat trick originated in cricket in 1858.
Well, there you go, by Joe.
Yeah, somebody threw a
hat. So, Walter Simpson's mutton chops, Johnson. I'm a hat trick, hey. Don't get hop.
Yeah.
So there we go. I was wrong on both accounts. And it's cricket where they score a jillion points. I mean, one guy can bat all day long in cricket. I had the fine pleasure, Mr. Scrimshire himself, Sir John Scrimshire, took me to the Lord's Cricket Grounds in London about 5 years ago, and we watched the Ashes, which was England and Australia play the fourth day of the Ashes test. Again, I don't know what any of these things
Look
mean.
At that.
But I just know a bunch of guys in white pants were running around on a really big baseball diamond with no infield.
Yeah.
And, you know, they hurling this ball at 120 miles an hour, bouncing off the grass. But one man, and I had a number of overs. It took all day and it was still going on because the one guy batted forever for England. And he was, by Jove, you know. And two, John was so friendly to me that I sat back in the members area. Midway through the day, both teams stopped and ate lunch.
Wow.
And came back to the members area and ate lunch.
I just don't know anything about cricket.
It would be tantamount to the Cowboys at halftime just going into that little club area at AT&T Stadium.
Not a bad idea.
And just shoulder pads, and Dak got his hair. Are you going to finish that? And you've got a member of the club offering stuff that he brought from home to the Australian players. Oh, I'll try that, you know. Then they all march back out on the pitch or whatever that, and start to beat the heck out of each other again.
You are such an international guy, man. How cool is that?
It was also, and listen, I've been to tailgates in Baton Rouge and Oxford and a number of places. You cannot hold a candle to a bunch of Englishmen who are drinking champagne all day. Like they start at 8 a.m. They're going strong at 5 p.m. I was tapped out a couple of times. I had I took a nap at one point, and they are all still going strong.
Well, it's been interesting to see the European fans come to America. It's been fun to watch the passion they have. And I haven't asked you yet. They still do high lie down here in South Florida?
I think the what's called a fronton, I believe.
There
might be one here in Tampa, but I know there are a couple in Miami.
Yeah, that's another exotic sport that. Holding on by a thread down here.
It's one that you wheel this little slingshot thing, and that the ball travels at 190 miles an hour and can kill somebody. But you can't play it if you're left-handed because you got to have the right-hand thing. And so, boy, this is indicative. Look out! This morning is going to be all over the map because I feel like while. David, I feel like our night together last night is indicative of this. It's like, we're not an everyday starter anymore.
That's correct.
We're more of a utility player.
Right.
But, hey, it's Kirk Gibson, World Series. Hey, Gibby, can you give me one? Can you put the ball in play? And he comes out of the dugout, and then he's go crazy. And I'm don't believe what I just saw. I think that's where we are in the stage in our life.
Yes.
It's not an everyday player. We're not going to give you four solid at-bats, some quality infielding, but, you need a hit. And there was Gibson, that famous shot of him down in the little tunnel off the dugout.
He'd been smoking.
Burning a nail.
Yeah.
Burning a nail right before and just, puts it out, steps on it, gets to the plate, cracks a home run. That's... Last night confirmed in my mind, David, that you and I can still go out.
That's right.
We can still, there's Lasorda. Come on, need you guys at the plate. And there we were.
Yes.
On for the night. So for one good at bat, we can still hit a major league fastball.
And found out that we had a connection with my father.
Yes.
Who was a big fan of yours, huge fan of yours. He was a cigar salesman from Have a Tampa brand, I'm sure came out of Tampa 50 years ago.
Todd, we're going to go over to Ybor City. We're going to see all that. It's just going to be a big week down here. It will take a week to recover. So, Todd, let's take a break. We get back. I think David and I are going to talk about the business of college sports. The excellent little Christopher Cross there. Todd does there?
Very
he
nice,
picks
Todd.
Nuanced.
Very
Todd
nice.
Todd is nuanced.
Is this playing while we're on the boat?
This will
sailing?
Be playing when we go out sailing.
Okay, very nice.
Assuming that we can get out on the water. But knowing your luck, David, we would get about a mile out, and then the hurricane would hit, and it's me, you, and Lieutenant Dan, just hanging on to the Forrest Gump shrimp boat. That's going to be our luck. Lost at sea, okay. We get back. We're going to talk a little bit about the business of college sports, indicative of what we're going to see play out the rest of the week down here in Tampa. And the 4-minute mile.
Yeah.
The record for the mile run broken again.
Shattered.
First time this century, though.
Yeah.
An Englishman does it, Josh Kerr. What does that mean in terms of at what point do records stop being broken? At what point? There has to be some point.
Maybe. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And this was by almost a half second.
Right.
Like shattered the record. He looked like Secretariat there. Like the next guy was 25 yards away. So, anyway, stay with us.
Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament, July 30th through August 2nd in the Hot Springs Convention Center. It's not too late for you to enter. Entry deadline for the Spa City Classic has been extended to this Sunday. Go to pickleballtournaments.com to enter. Over 150 different age and skill levels to match your playing ability. But you must register by Sunday. The Spa City Classic, brought to you by Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram and sponsored by Washita Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites. Go to pickleballtournaments.com.
I've been a little surprised by how far people will come just to visit us.
People will travel just to get the best deal.
We've got 15,000 off Ram HDs this month. Ram half tons start at just $35.9, or you can get 0% financing.
And don't forget Wranglers. They have 0% financing and start at $35,000. Take the short, beautiful drive to Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton.
Or visit us online at chriscranecars.com.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and details.
BKC Home Builders are the premier home builders, providing custom builds and remodels. No matter what size your dream is, BKC will walk you through all the phases, from house plans to landscaping, to make your custom home as beautiful as you imagine. The team at BKC will be with you through the entire process. If you're looking for commercial building or remodeling, BKC has your commercial needs covered as well. BKCHomeBuilders.com or find them on Facebook. That's BKC Home Builders in Hot Springs. Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Cliff Turner here for Low T Center. Y'all, look, this July, Low T Center is celebrating America's 250th anniversary with a 250 for 250 event. And here's how it starts. Start with a free T test at your local Low T Center clinic. And if you start testosterone replacement therapy between July 1 and July 31, and you continue your treatment for 90 days, you'll receive a $250 account credit. That's right. They're going to put $250 back in your pocket. If you've noticed your energy isn't what it used to be, your gains have stopped at the gym, your motivation is slipping, your sex drive has disappeared, you're damn sure going to notice that. Low testosterone could be the reason, y'all. And at Low T Center, their licensed providers specialize in diagnosing and treating low testosterone with personalized treatment plans and ongoing monitoring designed to help you feel your best. That's right, man. You got to fight Father Time. Visit fixmylowt.com and book your free T-test right now. For more details on how to take advantage of our 250 for 250 celebration, go to fixmylowt.com. Offer ends July 31. Terms and conditions apply.
More of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
You are now free to turn up the volume as loud as you want.
It's Big Pimpin', baby. That's right. Big Pimpin', spinning cheese. Cheese. You know I bug them, hug them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust or need them.
Well, there we go, Todd. I think Todd is taking a small jab, David, at you and I and our advancing years, yet going out on the town.
Yes. Maybe just a little one.
Just a little bit there. Jay-Z, by the way, who's our age, Jay-Z?
Is he?
Yes. 100%. You look
wow,
it up.
I thought he was early 50s, maybe.
Oh, I think Jay-Z is look up where Jay-Z lands. I'm thinking he's late 50s at best. I want to say 50. It may be the big 6-0 for Jay-Z.
56.
Okay, so he's mid-50s.
Yeah, okay.
But still, he's right there with
closer
us.
Closer than I thought he would be.
He's right there with us. Yeah, he's not, you know what, he's not beat. Beyonce's sister isn't beating him up in a hotel elevator anymore.
How old is Beyonce? What's the age difference between those two? Does he follow our path?
Yeah,
I think
he's got a 43 plus two, and then that's how you can, that's how many years
right,
the difference
right.
is.
Beyonce is 44.
44?
Okay. So that's a 12-year difference,
yeah. Yeah. Not bad. Okay. We were talking, David, you were kind enough to come down a day early. We had a big night last night. Okay, now everything starts. We know a lot of people migrating into the Tampa area. Trey Schaap and Paul Feinbaum sitting next to one another on a flight in.
Yes.
Stats Norsworthy with WHBQ Radio Memphis on a private jet as he's coming in. I kid a little bit. This is a big deal. The media days here. And really, it was the Southeastern Conference that took media days and sort of ran with it for a while.
Right.
It is indicative of the impact that college sport has. One, and I know you're going to talk to the commissioner this week, I would be interested to see how Tampa landed hosting, you know, media days.
Seems an odd choice just from logistics standpoint, it's further away from every school in the conference.
Unless
you put it in Miami, it's about as far away as you can get.
Unless you're driving down from Gainesville.
It's a hike
to get here.
That's right.
And if you're coming from Oklahoma City or somewhere like that, it's Austin, because you got
College Station.
You're making a connect through Dallas, Atlanta,
Kentucky. Yeah.
So there has to be money associated.
Sure, you
with
would
that.
Think so.
And I feel like when it was in Dallas, there had to be money. But that brings us to the point. We're not aware of the level of business that is ancillary to just playing a college football game. But it's a little bit, you see the value a little bit as we're here. If we continue down this path of having to raise money for NIL and see, do we run the risk of crushing the golden goose that has laid this great egg for so many businesses? The Buzz, Democrat Gazette. I mean, you want to tell me Wally Hall. You know, they talk about John Wally Hall and the love of sports and the development of Arkansas was one of the major factors in why Walter Hussman won the newspaper.
Sure. Yeah.
They embraced it. They ran it. Wally himself was such a widely read and still is figure. It really, I mean, to a degree, you owe your livelihood and your experience to the business of college football. What is the impact you think that it, I mean, it's multi-billion dollars.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, I think the revenue of the SEC has surpassed $1 billion.
Yes.
You know, in each school, I think it's now up to, they get a $75 million payout.
Yep.
I mean, think about that. 16 schools, it's $75 million. I think one of the things, Bill, that you'll notice, and I think because of the location, you may have, the numbers may be down a little bit, but usually it's 1,000 credential members come to the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look up and down Radio Row, it's just an impact to go, wow, what we're doing in Little Rock is happening in multiple cities across the South.
Yeah.
And we're making money off the Razorbacks and vice versa. And but to see that all at one time is a really big reminder to go, wow, this is a big, big money game. And remember back in the old days, Bill, if you ask Wally Hall, media days consisted of media hopping on a bus and going to Lubbock and then going to College Station, going to their campus and doing it. And then at some point, somebody said, wow, we can make some money out of this and make a bigger production. And then, you know, the SEC was the first to really come out, and SEC network is there. And then the other conferences realized about 2-3 years ago, hey, we need to jump in front of the SEC. They're getting all the attention. And now most of them, I think three, have already had their conference media days already. So.
Yeah, to that end, it is a little bit like presidential primaries.
Yeah.
In that, you know, you go back to the 70s, the late 60s, 70s, even into the 80s. Yes, Iowa has typically always had the caucuses, and New Hampshire was important, and all that. But you didn't really understand until somebody figured out, hey, we're going to cluster a bunch of primaries on one day, very similar, so that you have the SEC. Now you've had the ACC had their media days last week, a couple of major conferences, you point out. Because, again, the business. I mean, it is, you talk about the SEC has generated $1 billion of revenue for the members, and they, and then that's a $75 million check. You understand the power of collectively coming together to promote a conference in this instance, or Notre. I mean, I tend to believe the SEC, Notre Dame, and Big Ten, and you see them now. They are all unified in their opposition to the Cruz-Cantwell bill in the United States Senate, which must now somehow be mired in some kind of, because it's not going to, and that while there are some really smart, good elements of that bill in terms of, you know, the NIL collectives and putting real guardrails on college football, which are college sports, which are desperately needed, because we are hurtling into this a bit. It's an arms race. And you know, Ohio State is going to be, you know, what is it, $50 or $60 million this year that they've raised?
Texas and Ohio State, I think, have the biggest.
It'll be $100 million if this in a couple of years. And what will happen then is you will have a cadre of about 8 to 10 schools at the very, very top, and they'll always be competing. And the interest in college football will begin to wane because there's not that somewhat level of a competitive balance that, you know, the old alma mater, Slippery Tech can really get it done this year.
Right.
And so people begin to check. There's not that competitive engagement anymore. So the bill itself that's currently mired in the Senate is important, but like everything else in Washington, D.C., it's got a couple of, issues barnacled onto it that are important only to a few other people. Some special interests weigh in. That's why they want to pool television rights. And that's a huge thing. And you talk about $75 million, that comes, that comes from what we're going to see this week, which is the never-ending interest in Southeastern Conference football. The football, the love of it, the engagement.
Let's be honest, the biggest deal, you can talk about attendance at games. Television has changed the game. Television over the last 25, 30 years has changed the economic game, because it's the, I mean, you look at the ratings bill, there is nothing that touches college and pro football. I mean, there's nothing else. There's no other sport. There's no other movie. There's no other programming. It brings eyeballs to the table. And for advertisers, if they can get that, they will pay for it. And that's what's happened. That's why it's ballooned the value of college and pro football.
More people watched Arkansas-Memphis 11 a.m. kickoff last year than watched the Jimmy Kimmel show or any of that we consider cultural sort of touchstones. No, you're right. And I mean, and you look at more people watch a marquee Saturday college football game. You very famously had a great line about, you know, Bobby Bowden once said that, you know, college football is the front porch of your university, and ours is, given our lack of success, it looks like a couple of El Caminos up on blocks and a wash tub and a couple broken down lawn chairs. That's what our porch looks like. But it is big business because of the interest that's there. What should I look for this week? Because it's my first trip to be a credentialed member of the media. And I feel myself becoming more haughty as I speak, that now that I'm a credentialed
member. Yes, you should.
Surely,
you should.
I've become smarter. I need to tell my friends how they need to do things. But what's going to stand out this week that you look and go, now that is a thing?
Like, yeah, you know what's happened, Bill, over the last 5 or 10 years, back when you had guys like Spurrier Ed Orgeron. Somebody would come out with some good lines, but they've become so protective of not wanting to say something inflammatory that it's been sort of boring the last few years. The other thing that's been missing is you go back and you would have let's say Johnny Manziel, who was returning Heisman Trophy winner, or Jadeveon Clowney. So you don't quite have the star power. Now, the biggest star that you will have in the conference is Arch Manning. He will be the one that it's an attention getter, but really, especially because of all the transfer portal, people are trying to figure out who do we have here. You've got 5 new coaches, you know, even though, you know, Lane Kiffin is not a new coach. He's in a new school.
Right.
So that will be an interesting dynamic, too. But everybody's wanting to hear the interesting clip. Everybody wants to hear a funny line. And so that's what you hope happens. And, again, the other thing is, like, Sutton Smith was not even a Razorback last year, and right. He's coming on this trip.
Right.
You know, and so that's an interesting aspect, too.
The dynamics of how players change, and given the number of coaches that have changed, as you point out, I mean, we're not quite at half, but more than a third, you know, brand new.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Lane Kiffin changes his tie collar and his lapel pin.
Right.
And I got a whole thing on him. He wants to be a pop culture figure so badly. That's the whole Vanity Fair. That's why he dresses the way he dresses. Yes, he's a college football coach, but he really sees himself as a pop culture sort of leading man figure, and that's how he promotes himself.
And Bill, it's worked out for him. Now, he's hated, you know, but he's got the giant contract. He's where he wants to be. He's got unlimited talent, so he's taken that role, and it's worked for him, even though much to the chagrin of Ole Miss fans.
I'm curious to see what the commissioner says in his opening address. And when the NFL started this with the state of the league, you know,
right.
And they give their address at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Now, I always found that kind of funny. Like, are you kidding me? Like the pretension around giving a state of the conference.
I know.
But now that I have a better understanding of the really what Commissioner Sankey's going to do tomorrow morning is say, here is the business reality of the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah.
And everything else that goes, player eligibility, rule changes, officiating expertise, scheduling, all that is a nice, they're all levers and pulleys that go into the business of the Southeastern Conference, which, as you point out, is more than $1 billion in net revenue. I mean, if it were a publicly traded company, where would it rest inside the NASDAQ or the S&P? And so
the other topic, sorry to interrupt, but the other topic, Bill, is that for the first time in 15 to 20 years, the SEC is not the king of college football. Two consecutive years in a row where the Big Ten wins, and that's not something that this conference is used to after the last 15 years.
So. It just means more starting to shake a little bit. But you also see the Big Ten, and some of that is you got a lot of SEC teams that beat themselves.
Sure, there's no question
as
about
you,
that.
And so you eliminate some of that. But then to a degree, as we saw what Indiana did to Alabama in the college football playoff, there was no doubt that while it was a great national championship game with Miami and filled with drama, but Indiana wire to wire was so impressive. So, Todd, let's hit a break. We get back. I want to talk a little bit, David, as really, you know, media days begins the kickoff. It used to be when teams showed up for a practice, and I hate that we call it fall camp, and we come up with these goofy monikers for things like that because it's not in the fall. It's in the summertime.
Right.
You play, in the fall when you put the two-a-days, you know, you go through the pads on and everything. But I want to talk a little bit about so the media days is really the kickoff. Well, what does that look like going forward now in the battle with these new coaches, many of whom, I mean, they just came up from the American Conference. They came up from South Florida and Tulane and Memphis, and they're all competing against one.
Yeah.
It's going to shake out. One or two of them are going to be gone quickly, and the other's going to win.
And there's no question, Bill, as long as I've been in this state as a player, as a media member, we've never had as low of expectations and predictions than this year. I mean, we're below Mississippi State. We're dead last as far as picks. I've never seen that. Not that it matters, you know, at the end, but it does show, where the program is falling.
I want to talk about that. Stay with us. More with David and Sunday Buzz after this.
Another fun fact, if your concrete is cracked or uneven, you can actually lift it back up. Whether it's a sinking driveway, a patio, or a sidewalk, do yourself a favor Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to lift your concrete slabs. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts. Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Have you ever wondered where the term slush fund originated? It is a nautical term describing what cooks on ships call the grease and fat left over from cooking meat. A large frigate could produce 15 or 20 barrels of slush in a year. Back in the 1800s, the ship's crew sold slush to candle makers and others, and then used the money for small comforts to help pass the time at sea. Comforts like books and musical instruments. They often called this off-the-books account a slush fund. Speaking of a slush fund, Double B's has some delicious frozen treats called slushes. On hot days down here in the South, a slush really hits the spot. Double B's has your favorite flavors of slushes and a lot of other refreshing drinks. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Now, more of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
It's existential, yet it's so accessible.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Well, a tropical depression out in the Gulf may or may not turn into a hurricane this week. With the luck of David Basil, it will probably be a Category 19 hurricane. Just joking around here. Bill Vickery back Sunday Buzz. David Basil came in a day early. He and I had a big night out last night down here in the Tampa St. Pete area. Many members of the SEC media, including our very own Double R and Trey Schapp, making their way into Tampa today. We'll be linking up with them a little bit later today as the college football world will focus in on the city of Tampa and all coaches from the SEC coming in and couple of three players and making these folks available. the business of media days and getting, and radio is unique because you do a pull aside or a, they call them a gaggle in the bit, you know, where you can interview guys or you take what they've said from the podium. That's television. That's electronic. And then that channels its way out to a number of platforms, whether it be the 6 p.m. news with Steve Sullivan and or the Facebook, Twitter, whatever the platform might be, Instagram, Talk, all of that. But radio is unique in that it stuff happens in real time.
Sure.
And so you're there. Tell us a little bit about this week. Like usually, people ask me all the time, how many people work at the Buzz? And I say about half of them, maybe a third.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
But usually, you know, it's a buttoned up, tight ship. You know, guests book weeks in advance and, you know, topics right. decided yes. and meeting upon meeting for all the show prep.
Yeah.
But this is all seat of the pants radio, is it not?
Yeah. It's so the way this thing works is you've heard maybe the term car wash.
Yes.
If you take a group to ESPN, they're going to run you through a variety of different media opportunities. And that's what happens here.
Right.
So you've got the big room where if you look.
The big room, Bubby.
The big room. And every head coach gets his shot at the big room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one. It'll seat up to 200 or 300 members
right.
of the media. And so that will be a 30-minute deal that where you can get members of. Now, remember, think about this. You've got guys like the late Bob Holt would ask a lot mm-hmm. of questions of other schools that how they relate to Arkansas. And so
right.
it's all that kind of interaction. Then you've got your three players with you at the same time. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all rotating through. There are side rooms. For example, Marty and McGee
mm-hmm.
will be doing interviews with every mm-hmm. head coach, with the players.
Mm-hmm.
So every university with a head coach and three players will go through room to room. There's a digital room. There's CBS Sports. I mean, so mm-hmm. there's multiple rooms, and they are, again, it's like chess.
Right.
You move around and move mm-hmm. around. And in the media, the general media like us, we'll have access to several of those rooms. Some of them are private, and you'll see this on yep. Marty and McGee in a few weeks. And same thing, you'll see Feinbaum show going on live from there.
Right.
The SEC Network show will be live, and so they're bringing people. So really, it's like a chess match. Kyle Parkinson mm-hmm. will be taking Coach to come see us, Coach Silverfield to see us. He'll take him to the big room. He'll take him to the small room. He'll take him to the print room. So it's really just it's moving parts, and you do that four times each day.
Tell us about it, because it's a little bit, you know, I know you went to Atlanta, a NASCAR event, but it went once the morning show start, because that's morning drive.
Yeah, yeah.
You become aware, Radio Row, you become aware of the fact, like the NASCAR pits, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Each team, there's a setup, and each... And so everyone's going live at about the same
That's
time
right.
every
That's right.
morning.
Yeah.
So it's wacky and, you know, Subob.
Yeah, it
the
is.
Morning zoo in
it
Atlanta.
It is exactly what it is.
You realize Athens,
hey, we're not
Lexington.
The only, well,
yes.
There are people doing exactly what we're doing. And it's so funny, too. You'll find out some that are loud talkers.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. Wow, okay, man. It's, you know, but it is. And then, like, for example, they were very smart. Greg McElroy and Kubelik.
Cole Kubelik.
Yeah. Yep. They negotiated that they were not, if they were going to do their show together coming out of Birmingham, I think is where it's based, they were not going to do 6 to 7. They were going to start at 7. So they do a 3-hour show, whereas we do, you know, we start at 6. And most everybody starts at 6.
4 hours. Right.
That's right. So you'll see those guys on there and the guys from Louisiana, not T-Bob, but oh my gosh, the fullback from LSU, such a good guy that played against us in the triple overtime game. But again, and then that's the other part of it, Bill. You're seeing the rotation of personalities.
Right.
You know, Alyssa Lang and Peter Burns and Dori Noka that will be popping by radio shows too. Like we have Gene Chizik coming mm-hmm. by this week. We'll have the commissioner coming by this mm-hmm. week and others. And so a lot of moving parts, but it is something that is sort of funny. The first time I saw it, I thought, wow. There's a lot of other people in other states doing exactly what we're doing every morning, you know.
There's got to be somebody. There's some radio personality that talks too loud or does something on Radio Row that really gets under everybody. I'm going to out them next week. I'm going to find out who it is. Somebody's doing the Bulldog Review or the, you know, the volunteer whatever and, you know, the Knoxville Station guy or whatever. There's somebody on Radio Row that annoys everybody, isn't
sure.
there?
Sure. There is. There's the loud talker, especially.
Yes.
See, the other thing, Bill, that you will notice, you won't be, obviously, you can't be there the whole time, but because of the lack of success for Arkansas, you are sort of look, you know, anybody mm-hmm. that's covering Arkansas is like, okay, listen, you guys are really
on faith.
Yeah, we don't really care. Yeah, figure out your way. But there is a respect to where if you're rolling there, you're covering Georgia or Texas, and because they have good things mm-hmm. going, there is sort of, oh, okay, well, here, what do you need? You know, if we make a request, it's like, dude, you know, figure it out yourself. You know, it's just the way it is. You can sense it. It's, you know, they're nice, but just like, you're really irrelevant right now. Call us when you're really relevant again.
And it's also, well, so to that end, it's interesting in that I think it's because it happens in the summer and there are no sports going on. Football media days, and because, let's be blunt here, it really is the stir that straws the drink. I mean, this is what drives so much of the revenue in college for the Southeastern Conference. Basketball media days doesn't command
the
attention
football
rule. Again, some of it is the convenience of the calendar and where it lands, but so much of it is this is really what is so dominant throughout the SEC, and it does drive so much of the revenue. So my point in saying all that is there's poor David out here having to do hand-to-hand combat with some guys to get people to engage and to come over. And I think people don't understand how we punch above our weight relative to getting those folks and the commissioner and others, because he's not going on the wacky Zoom morning show out of Atlanta.
And to get Ryan Silverfield, you know, there'll be other Arkansas shows there, but again, that's a testimony to, you know, Trey Shep and Randy have been coming.
Right.
This is my 14th year. They've been coming 20 plus years probably altogether. So, and it's respect that the bus has. That's right.
Yeah, that is true. Well, they come for the free food. Let's be blunt. True, Trey and Randy come for the free food.
Right. Yeah, they get the best bedrooms in the RBO.
I know. Well, you'll be right next to Club Ramrod out there in Channelside. It'll be interesting to see if Randy or if Trey tries to hop next door at happy hour over there. Hey, congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations are due to our buddy Justin Acree and his now fiance, Natalie Dixon.
Natalie is great. What a great girl she is. And I'm happy for Justin. I mean, it's... Yeah, like I said, they've been together, I guess, for a year or two, something like that. That was news over the weekend.
Yes, breaking news.
Yeah.
And so really hats off. Two wonderful people and excited. Not marriage, not an institution for everyone, David.
That's correct, Bill.
As you and I both attest to, long-time bachelors.
Yes,
And happy with that.
Although I have been seeing someone for 10 years.
I was going to say, you have been in a committed relationship for a very long time.
But holding on to the bachelor.
Holding on to technically.
Yes, correct.
But in reality, not really. Whereas, I'm at a point where probably professional help needs to intervene.
No.
So. Anyway, but hats off. Congratulations to to Jason Ackerman and Natalie Dixon. Happy for those guys. 1 hour in the books, one to go. We're going to talk about how Razorback fans have come to accept diminished expectations, and the Kool-Aid guy is nowhere to be found anymore. Stay with us. Close my eyes. Let my defenses down.
Tournament is hosted on our turf. You gotta do it big, and Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice cold 29 degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Join the fun at Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament, July 30th through August 2nd in the Hot Springs Convention Center. It's not too late for you to enter. Entry deadline for the Spa City Classic has been extended to this Sunday. Go to pickleballtournaments.com to enter. Over 150 different age and skill levels to match your playing ability. But you must register by Sunday. The Spa City Classic, brought to you by Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram and sponsored by Washita Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites. Go to pickleballtournaments.com.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Are you dreading a lengthy, expensive bathroom remodel? With Bath Makeover of Arkansas, you can have your dream bathroom in as little as one day. American-made baths, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Revolutionary laser-etched shower walls that will never chip, crack, peel, discolor, or fade. Plus, with Bath Makeover's price lock guarantee, schedule your free design consultation now, and we'll lock your price in for 1 year. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our 60-60-60 sale. Receive 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. With 60-month financing options, senior and military discounts, plus, receive a $60 Visa gift card with purchase and call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH for a bonus $50 Walmart gift card with estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEW-BATH.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $3 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Royal Home Improvement is looking for 50 homes to participate in our summer savings event. We want to evaluate our exclusive Energy Star rated Therma King windows in real homes. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. 50 homeowners will receive promotional pricing, 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. you'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase. Plus a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with estimate. Now have your zip code and location ready to qualify. Let me give you that number again, 1-800-565-1064. Royal also installs insulated vinyl siding, complete roofing systems, and full kitchen remodels. With 30 years in business and more than 30,000 satisfied customers, we manufacture, install, and guarantee our ThermaKing windows. Call 1-800-565-1064. Remember, Royal Home Improvement is looking for 50 homes to participate in our summer savings event. 50 homeowners will save with 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Now ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts, and you'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase from Royal. Plus a bonus. Call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Zip code and location are important. Call 1-800-565-1064. That's 1-800-565-1064 or online at royalwindows.com.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296 for work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
Searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Well, the bad luck of David Basil continues as my amigo here, David, came in a day early so he and I could spend yesterday hanging out over, you know, theoretically we were going to be out on the water,
yes,
and then
sailing
have dinner
together.
And sailing and all of that, but that the rain, it rained yesterday. I'm going to get to that in a second. Then, of course, your luggage was late, delayed. It was lost at one point. You landed without luggage.
Yes.
Then, you know, I plan a special dinner at this very exclusive restaurant out on the tip end of the pier, jutting out into the into Tampa Bay. And there was no air conditioning in a 90-degree day in Tampa St. Pete. Then the hotel where you're staying, and they were you were gifted up to a higher floor, one from the penthouse level. The elevators go out. Yes. You're down to one elevator. And now, in the midst of your week here in the Tampa St. Pete area, covering the SEC Media Days, David, you're now afflicted with what is tropical depression, Bertha, which could indeed turn into a hurricane while you're here.
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, we're looking at the map.
Look at that. And this is what's fun. That's what Trey Schapp and Randy Rainwater are flying through to get here now.
Yeah, how about that?
So hopefully they will touch down, and we might get a chance to talk with Trey, because I've got – and they're on the same flight with Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah.
So at some point, if that flight gets in trouble, do you think they'd – we're going to treat the first class passengers first, and we'll get to you according to the row, because
they're on the back row. They're not getting to Randy.
They're in spirit. If it was the Titanic, you know what I mean? They're back there with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Kate Winslet Feinbaum is up in the front of the plane. All that going on while it has turned into a Donnybrook, as the late Keith Jackson would say, at the Open, as Cam Young it has now vaulted to the lead.
Yeah.
At nine. This is as up to date a leaderboard as he's at 9 under through six.
He's in the clubhouse.
He's in the clubhouse. So he's at 9 under in the clubhouse. Ching Wang Wang Ah Kim.
He's about two bogeys in a row.
Yes.
He dropped down to 8 under.
He is falling back. Scottie Scheffler is now in the clubhouse at 7 under. So he
must have bogeyed that last hole.
He's done. Not going to be able to. He did. I think he bogeyed 18. Yeah, and I think to his credit, it looks from what I'm reading here, it looks like he just took a shot at it. He 10 cupped. I mean,
right.
Which you're going to try to win it, win it. And he knew he had to hit a number. And, you know, once the beauty of Cam Young being in the clubhouse, now you know what you got to shoot for.
That's right. By the way, Cam Young, Wake Forest grad.
Wake Forest.
And Sam Burns, LSU grad.
LSU grad.
There you go.
Okay.
So.
Well, Sam Burns in the mix.
Yeah.
But he himself has had a bit of a blow up today as well. But you got to figure Scheffler made a big run, finishing the day at 3 under for the tournament 7 under. If he had been able to make some putts early on, and then of course the controversy about Bryson DeChambeau, he kind of pooped the bed a little bit yesterday and shot a 2 over today.
Yeah, what did you think about the controversy on that? I see what I guess I'm not a golfer, expert golfer. You just, I guess the fact he was stomping around, that was the problem.
And look, I have some problems with this. And as a really great golfer told me once, the book that is the rules to golf is a relatively short, small book that you can carry around in your back pocket.
Right.
Now, the interpretations to the rules of golf is like an encyclopedia that you got to lug around in a suitcase. And so that gives you all you really need to know, that it theoretically it's a gentleman's game played with honor, and you know the rules, and the problem I have isn't the rules to golf, or isn't you cannot improve your lie as a result of change. I mean, you can't chop down a tree limb because it happens to be in the back of your, you know, at the top of your backswing when you really need to smack something out of the rough. So I understand all of that. I have a problem in that there's no uniform nature with how fans can just call in to CBS or, hey, we think he moved or he improved his lie, or the fact that you that any fan could come. We saw this with John Daly at the PGA 30 odd years ago when he won. Fans called it, oh no, his caddy was helping him read the putt and provided the the stick, and now you're able to take. That to me, see, golf has to do something about that. There has to be some uniformity there.
Right.
So we are not going to take fans calling in.
Sure, right. Yeah.
And
you know, and
much like, you know, it's funny, I joke, today we're going to see one guy is going to referee the World Cup final that the world is watching.
Yeah.
One guy is going to run 150 odd yards all around with a bunch of South American and Europeans all trying to flop and get his attention, and one guy is going to do that. Meanwhile, in the NBA, in something about a 125th the size, three officials are still, and we got guys that still flop. but rules officials should be out on the course, evenly distributed,
right,
and having an understanding. I think he did break a rule. I think he did improve his lie.
Right.
Whether it was intentional or not, I don't know.
I mean, if he gets those
two strokes,
he's in the lead right now. He's tied the lead.
Those two strokes they make a lot of difference. Bryson DeChambeau is such a polarizing figure.
Right.
That you get these kind of, and I hate Brandel Chamblee. I mean, he's sort of the Skip Bayless. For the guy, and I know what he's trying to do. Do all that. And then, you know, Faldo went nuts on him, too. And we don't know what the video you saw is Chambeau. He's gesturing with his arms. I mean, we don't know the nature of that conversation and what was going on and what was being said back and forth. It could have been very respectful. He might just be animated in how he's discussing it.
Yes.
And so I feel like, you know, that kind of. I mean, look, when Tommy Lasorda ran out of the dugout and turned his hat backward, you knew the home plate umpire and Billy Martin is kicking dirt. I mean, those were rules confrontations, you know. Up, did you bump me? And just up in the face, and they just get faced. Earl Weaver, when he would lay down and put dirt over second base. All those things. So I don't have a problem with the rules, and I do think a rule was broken there. However, I have a problem in that, and I get it. It's not an official round until you sign the scorecard. And because you didn't assess yourself a two-stroke penalty. Well, at some point in the game, we have to evolve to a point to say, look, you know, these are all happening in real time. A rules official said, you improved your lie. I'm here, you know, red card or a yellow card or whatever it might be. That there needs to be a sort of real-time implementation of the rule. I know Game of Honor played amongst men of honor, men and women of honor. I get all that. I completely understand. But it's sort of like, why do I not know how much time is left in the freaking soccer match?
Yeah.
Why do I have to wait to the end to know 7 minutes of stoppage time? And by the way, stoppage time feels like a term that's associated with that Taco Bell virus that's going around. Like, oh man, I'm about 5 minutes of stoppage time here.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll be out in a minute. could you throw the sports section in again? I've got to go. Yes. So we've all had stoppage time in our own.
Yes.
Life.
Yes.
But yes, why do I have to wait?
I don't understand the concept of that. Yeah.
So that's my problem.
Yeah.
And you look at DeChambeau, and again, polarizing figure, but if a rules official comes over and says, this is a two-stroke penalty, we're assessing it now, because then that changes the dynamic. So if you commit a rules violation on hole six, now you know, shoot, I got to, again, I know the past, it's not official until you sign your scorecard. And, oh, you know what, guys, I'm going to assess myself a two-stroke penalty back here. And golf is littered with stories of honorable people. I'm sorry, you know, trying to make the tour. They come out of Q school and say, I'm sorry, my ball moved.
Right.
I touched it. Assess me a one-stroke. Those are, and it's a great show of sportsmanship and all of that. I just think, We gotta elevate the game. We gotta evolve the game to this point.
By the way, we haven't mentioned it. Speaking of the British Open, our good friend John Daly, who we have on weekly, is right down the road.
Right down the road.
I don't know exactly his address, but yeah, he's been down here. He's had a home in both Darnell and here for, I think, at least a decade, maybe 15 years. Not many people know that.
Yeah. I wonder. I think he's Clearwater, maybe.
I'll find out. Area? Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but he's 30 minutes from here, according to his longtime gal, Anna. And hopefully we can get together this week. Yeah, he was at Hulk Hogan. Used to live down here in Tampa.
Hogan, yeah, the big spot.
Had a bar here. Yeah.
Yes, very popular. He was, you know, as a number of the wrestlers are who. Many of them occupy homes over in that Clearwater, Dunedin, Palm Harbor area, which got a lot of great beach, crystal clear beach over there in Clearwater. And I think that's where John may be. Now, what we're really talking about there is three old salty dogs. I mean, whew, that could go one of two ways, David. That could go till 4 a.m., or that might be calling it a night, guys, and right, in bed by 10.
Yes, you know?
It could ricochet one, but it's going to go a direction with John. It's going to get somewhere.
Listen, he's one of a kind, man.
No doubt about it. Okay, Todd, let's take a break. We get back as we're starting media days down here. We might hear from Trey Schaap, who's been annoying Paul Feinbaum on the flight in from Atlanta. And they're flying through what is now Tropical Depression Bertha. So we hope that he and Double R make it safely onto the ground. Dave and I are going to talk about the reset that Razorback fans have to experience and the fact there is no Kool-Aid for sale anymore. What does that mean going into – what does – do we have a sense of inevitability – or will there be a growing anger amongst the fan base? I want to talk about the psychology of the coming football season as we tout media days here in Tampa St. Pete. Stay with us. Back with more after this.
Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament, July 30th through August 2nd in the Hot Springs Convention Center. It's not too late for you to enter. Entry deadline for the Spa City Classic has been extended to this Sunday. Go to pickleballtournaments.com to enter. Over 150 different age and skill levels to match your playing ability. But you must register by Sunday. The Spa City Classic, brought to you by Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram and sponsored by Washtenaw Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites. Go to pickleballtournaments.com.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and details.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for detail.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and details.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from Heat and Eat Meal Solutions weekly specials to a giant wine department to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use law enforcement siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you if you get a speeding ticket, it doesn't end there. You have to pay expensive fines. You can't go to your friend's wedding because that also costs money. And your insurance rates could increase. See? We didn't have to use law enforcement sirens after all. Getting a speeding ticket has consequences. Sooner or later, speeding catches up with you.
Brought to you by the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Thank you for joining the Sunday Buzz. Here's your host, Bill Vickery.
Unbelievable.
Down to the wire of the British Open over at Royal Birkdale as Cam Young in with a 9-under. He sits in the clubhouse that looks like a number to beat. Three players tied at 8-under with playing 14 now. The guy from the Kiwi from New Zealand, Fox. What's his name?
Ryan Fox.
Ryan Fox.
Yes.
Sing-Hwang Yong-Yong Kim from South Korea and Mr. Burns from
LSU. What a finish, man. Man. Got all three of those guys are playing together, right? They're in the same hole.
Yep.
So
Scottie Scheffler posted a big number, went 3-under today, got to 7-under, and as you point out, David, he took a shot on 18 and bogeyed the hole, knowing that he had to get to 9-under, but had moved a great deal today, Scottie Scheffler, but he's in the clubhouse at 7-under now, and best he can hope for would be fifth. Unless everybody blows up between now, they get a case of the explosive diarrhea.
Yes.
Taco Bell.
Yes.
So in stoppage time. In stoppage time. David, it has been shocking to believe this. It's been 15 years since that fateful day in Northwest Arkansas when some loose gravel destroyed the Razorback football program. Yeah. Bobby Petrino, the motorcycle accident on April 1st in 2011.
still go back and wonder, did we really have to fire him? Is it, if you knew then what you know now,
probably not.
Well, did we really have to get rid of the guy? That was a Jeff Long call. But Wally, in his column today, where he lays out the SEC media days, and you're down here for that, and it's going to be a wonderful week, and yesterday was great, in spite of this Hurricane Bertha or Tropical Depression Bertha, he notes that we are 69-103 overall since that loose gravel on a lonely road in northwest Arkansas changed the course of Razorback football history. 69-103, and what's worse, in conference play, 27-87.
Yeah, that's tough.
Brutal. Now, he does note we've gone to a 9-game conference schedule this year. I would be in favor of a 1-game conference schedule. And
I was looking through. You know, haven't had a victory over an FBS team since Arkansas State.
Yeah, last year.
And we mentioned during the break, Bill, that I did not realize we're not playing Ole Miss this year. And this is the 25th anniversary of the 7 overtime game.
The 7 overtime Donnybrook.
Yeah.
With Matt Jones and Eli Manning.
Right.
And they kept showing poor old Archie up in the end with his headphones on and
right,
just trying to look straight ahead.
Yes.
And all that. What an entertaining and wild game that was so many years ago. But this brings us to a point where we're talking about it during the break. Arkansas is probably going to be picked next to last. There is no, and as you point, you know, even getting an interview request fulfilled now because of the dismal nature of the football team, it filters down so much. Razorback fans seem simultaneously beaten down and self-aware to say, look, it's just not going to be. Gone is the Kool-Aid drinking. Have we reached a point where we have apathy, or do the Razorback fans now say, probably not going to win today, but let's get into it?
Yeah, I think you have two groups of fans out there, but I think there's definitely apathy there. I mean, you cannot, you know, go through another, again, remember 3-2-10 seasons in 8 years. And so I just think it's a natural reaction to be apathetic. You've got some fans out there, they're going to be positive. You know, there's some guys in the business that their business is promoting Razorbacks, so they're going to, you know,
exactly,
to help their brand, and so they'll push it out there a little bit. But you can't look at the schedule and be really, to be realistic, you know, and be optimistic. With this schedule, 67 new players, it's going to be very difficult to be successful. Listen, what do you do? What is success? Mm-hmm. To me, from last year to this year, is just seeing a team play with effort. Not make mistakes. So those are accomplished. Those
snap penalties.
Yes, those goals can be accomplished. You may not win games, but at least if you're not going to win, you do those things.
Yeah.
You know, where you play cleaner football and you look well coached.
Is it? And so that's it. We're now fated to the dreaded moral victory.
I know.
And I'd rather be immoral. I want an immoral victory is what I want.
Yes.
I don't want moral victories.
Yeah,
I want the nastiest of immoral victories.
Yes.
I want Snively Whiplash.
Yeah.
You know, I want us to pull the, you know, to block the road after we've passed, or blow the bridge up, or whatever it might be. Because we are at a point are we at a point, David, that we're in a death spiral with this football program, and that it's been 15 years with a little bit of a gasp, as you here in Tampa, Florida?
Yeah.
That was it. That's been the high water mark. We had the 2 seasons of explosive diarrhea from Taco Bell in John L. Morris.
Yes.
Smile. We're some kind of anniversary for that at the Touchdown Club, which has got to be exciting.
Yeah,
no big announcements
coming soon
for the Touchdown Club. But have we reached a point where, as fans, that we just – that will we see – will this be the first season that you go into it and say nobody has any expectation whatsoever?
Yeah, I think this may be clearly – you know, coming off some of the bad seasons that we've had, you try to find some hope for the next coming year, because you had returning starters. Now it's sort of a different game. Is that you just clean the house and start all over again? So I can't recall a season where the expectations by most people are, we know it's a new coach. He's got new players, and you know the expectation is low. So I think most fans are going into it just the way it is, probably with not too high of expectations. Probably the right thing to do, you know.
Are we at a point, given the landscape of college football now, where NIL collectives, you know, there's been no legislation passed, unfortunately. We can't let the federal government save us from, but given the state of the NIL collective and how dominant that has been on the college football landscape, knowing that we play in the greatest conference still, in spite of a couple, 3 years of not having a national champion here, but really intense competitive football. It's been 15 years with one sort of bright season, maybe a second, you know, you go to a Liberty Bowl win thrown in there as a, you know, you made it back to the, yeah, to the surface and you breathe and then then suddenly it drags you back down. But are we looking at unless something changes dramatically with the rules affecting college football, aren't we just looking at another decade of just dismal? I mean, well, then it has a cascading effect. No one wants to give money.
It's a money game. It's a money game, Bill. And the only thing that could give you hope is to say, wait a minute, if Indiana can somehow do it, again, they had money. Not a lot of money, but they did it with evaluation. They did it with excellent coaching. Is that there might be some hope out there. The problem is, again, as you mentioned, tough schedule top to bottom. Do you have enough players to match up with the great players around the league? That's the main thing. I think everybody can look at our budget and go, listen, we spend $25 million while Texas and others are spending $40 million. Do you have enough good players to be able to break through? And that's the big question.
What went wrong with Sam Pittman? You saw year one he came in. That was the COVID year, 2020. But, you know, played Georgia strong.
Yeah, won three conference games.
We only played conference
games.
That's right. And you know, beat Tennessee. I mean, and so not maybe the greatest record, but where we had been, you had reason to believe and feel good. Then you come back, K.J. Jefferson, the big time. And I know we played a depleted Penn State team here in the Outback Bowl, but a big win, dominant, looking like, oh my gosh, we've recovered from the horrific nature of explosive diarrhea Morris. Then it's Taco Bell Morris. That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
Then who, by the way, back at Clemson, Dabo, somebody really pissed Dabo off at Clemson. And you know what he said? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to retire. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to bring Chad Morris back.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think that inspired anybody there? Do you think,
if they look at their history, they love those years. Those were, you know, big years for Clemson. You know, to get them over the hump at the time. But can you rekindle that magic? I don't know.
It's
Sean Watson.
Yeah,
and before.
Course, yeah, before
massages.
As it turns out, you know, here's the thing: Deshaun Watson, when he was hired, when Cleveland traded for him, I am told that they got one of those 1950s boxer rubdown guys, you know, that wore the T-shirt that was really tight, and he said
that
henchman
was the man.
On the right that he bawled. I'm making me a rubdown champ.
Yes.
Like that's the guy they brought in for Deshaun Watson. But Dabo Sweeney's played a cruel joke on the Clemson faithful by rehiring Chad Morris. But I want to get back to my point. It feels like. And this is not fair to Ryan Silverfield and looking forward and, you know, it's got to be. I mean, we've had five new coaches, four of which are brand new people inside the SEC,
right.
Three of which all coached in the American Conference.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Yeah, and I think Silverfield has the heads up.
The better record against Alex Golish and against
Summerall. Yeah.
So how does he put a good – how does he wake up in the morning and go – okay, I think we can get this done today. It's got to be tough.
Yeah, he's done a good job at that, Bill. If you've watched him, every appearance he's made, he's said all the right things. He's smart enough. He's been around long enough to where he spun it correctly. And it'll be that's one of the things that will be interesting to see what he says over the next, this week when he comes in on Thursday. Does he say something that puts it out there a little bit differently than what he's been saying? Or, You know, they've made the protecting the ball a big deal. You know, there's every day the practice, and they've been because they knew that was a complaint
and
a problem last year. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see because he's done about all you could do. And then he's picking up the phone. He's calling donors. Mm-hmm. I need $1 million. I need $500,000. Mm-hmm. He's impressed a lot of the guys mm-hmm. that we know, mm-hmm. younger donors, and families that have been willing to give him money. And that's one thing I've gotten feedback from people we know is that he's been good on the phone. He's been good about engaging. I don't know if that was Sam's deal to do or not. You know, that was, you know, that game was not really what Sam signed up for, you know.
It did feel like, with all due respect to Sam Pittman, who was an incredibly nice person, and his wife, wonderfully nice people. That was an aspect. He wanted to coach, and he was having to spend half or more re-recruiting the team. Which it did look. I mean, we had no one. The change. We had the worst. So what I think happened was this: we had the worst of all things. It all collapsed at the same time. We had the explosive diarrhea, Morris. For the two seasons, the 2-10-2, the horrific.
Club dub,
losing to Slippery Rock Tech, the worst. So we plunged literally to the bottom that we could possibly get to. We get Sam, who comes in and has a couple of years, you know, the COVID year, at least.
Wins all three trophies,
yes,
1 year.
That's the great year. Bowling ball. And it's all, yes. And here we go. And then everything changes. NIL, money, transfer portal, that explodes on the scene. And it kind of you can kind of see the impact, and KJ Jefferson is exactly the barometer by which we can measure this. Hey, he's our guy. He's our go-to guy. 90% of our offense runs through him. We got to keep him. So we put more money toward him. But he was giving us diminishing return as we were putting more money toward him. For whatever reason that was, of course, he ends with a whimper and, you know, at Central Florida. But, man, we had no clue. We had no tour guide. We were in the wilderness all alone, and we've never figured it out. And so as we have gotten deeper into the modern landscape of college football, we've gotten further behind by simply standing still.
Yeah.
And so NIL collective at all, we're not there.
I've got a buddy who you know, but mm-hmm. we won't say his name, and he alludes to the confidence or lack of confidence maybe in leadership at the U of A too. That probably adds to that as well. Although, again, got a little momentum back by getting the stadium deal and all that kind mm-hmm. of thing, but that other part has been a little bit of added to the angst of fans.
It's from a result standpoint, it's been an utter and complete Taco Bell lettuce disaster by this administration. And I don't say that gleefully. I say that with a great sense of chagrin that it has been a comedy of buffoons. And it's been an utter and complete disaster with no appreciable accomplishment whatsoever. Relative to understanding the landscape of college football, relative to saying these are the new rules and guys, this is what we need, and get me somebody in here. Still can't tell you who's in charge of the NIL program. At one point, it was a contractor in Norman, and the website of the NIL program wasn't even up to date. So, I am told that he's on the ground.
Yeah. Yes.
That Trey Schaap has made it through Tropical Depression Bertha, and he and Randy have landed.
Double R is here.
Todd, can we speak to Trey? I'd like to know what that ride was like coming in from Atlanta. Trey, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Baz. Boy, I tell you, I feel like that Randy and I were just part of the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron, the yes. Hurricane Hunters.
We noticed on the radar. We noticed on radar, like it was the worst timing for you. It was David Basil-esque in your timing, Trey, in that you guys hit the airport at right when the hurricane or right when the tropical depression was really starting to spin up out there.
Yeah, it was not fun, especially when you're on back row of the plane and not over the wings where it's a little easier, but we made it. We're on the ground, so looking forward to the next 4 days.
Good.
Did Paul Finebaum send you guys a drink back from first class, or did
no,
he didn't do that, huh?
No, Randy was going to ask for one, but I don't think he did.
Well, you know, that's given the bumpy nature of the flight in, you probably would have worn that glass of wine more than anything else. But okay,
probably one of the goals this week is to get you on Finebaum's show, Vickery. Well, you and Baz on Finebaum's show. Baz does it every year, but we got to get you on his show.
Paul and I, he still owes me $20, and so I'm going to collect from Paul. okay, so we're going to finish the show here, Trey. We'll see you guys over at the rendezvous point over there, and you and Double R and David and I are going to cheer for Argentina or Spain. Which one, Trey?
Messi, Argentina.
So you're going Argentina. So, okay, well, then I'll have to cheer for Spain and defense, even though I can't really name a player from Spain.
Mbappe.
No, he's from France.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. France. I'm sorry. Yeah, he was the guy that had the hat trick. Yeah, I got it mixed.
Yeah. You need to cheer for Lamine Yamal.
Lamine Yamal? Is that a dish that I can get
what
somewhere?
Is that? Yeah, can I get that with rice?
Yeah, you might. It's a new sushi.
Okay.
It's on the sushi menu down here.
Hey, so just so you'll know, Trey, the Kiwi is at 9-under now. As Fox goes to 9-under, playing 15 with Sang-Hwang Kim. and we'll see. We'll have an update. Well, you'll be able to check it on your phone. I thought Cam Young throwing a 9-up was going to probably do it as he watched them all kind of fold down the stretch. But a lot of drama at Royal Birkdale. We got to hit a break. We can confirm Trey Schaap, Randy Rainwater on the ground safely in spite of flying through a tropical depression to get in here to Tampa. David and I will be back to wrap this moneymaker up, and I realize a flurry of texts here. I'm fine. Mentally, I'm fine. I'm not in any kind of bad condition. I just gave what I think is an honest assessment of the Razorback football program and the chances and the fact that we don't have to mix up any grape or orange Kool-Aid this year. We'll just we'll see how the season goes. Stay with us. My Chevy tried to play it cool, but I knew already by the way you looked in the dashboard lights, it was gonna be one of those nights. Got the Kenwoods banging that rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you wanna go. I can ride you around town. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When your truck can't perform, the whole job slows down. Powers, Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock specializes in Muncie PTOs and pumps, hydraulics and vocational truck systems that keep your fleet working hard. From refuse trucks to utility and construction equipment, their experienced team delivers reliable repairs and quality parts fast. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they'll help reduce downtime and keep your crews moving. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
Oh, no, I dropped my lip balm in the water. I can't think of anything worse than the looming threat of potentially having chapped lips. Ah, it was ginger vanilla, too. My favorite flavor.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive. So you can keep worrying about boater problems.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in D.C.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
What if you could get access to GLP-1 weight loss treatments for just $39? With Selby, you can access doctor-guided GLP-1 weight loss treatments and a personalized weight loss program for up to 80 to 90% less than name brand prices. 100% online. And the medication is delivered straight to your door. No long waits, no paying thousands out of pocket. Available with or without insurance. Just one simple way to get started. Text GREAT to 797979 to see if you qualify. That's GREAT to 797979.
Prescription required, paid for by Zelfie.
The Summer of 1,000 Engagements is going strong at all five Robert Irwin Jewelers locations. Right now, not only save up to 40% off your engagement ring, but spend $34.99 or more, and you're going to receive a free diamond wedding band. And of course, the RIJ way includes 365 days to return your custom-made ring, free ring sizing, and ring cleaning for life. Ask now and pay later. Financing options also available. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
You're listening to the Sunday Buzz on 103.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
Well, we got Trey Schaap and Randy Rainwater down on the ground.
Got him in. Yeah.
Woo. I can imagine. You've and of course, because this area deals with rain coming off the Gulf so much, the airports are used to it. But yeah. Man, if that is not a nice feeling. You know what it is? That's the Razorback football season right there. Okay. A tropical depression. That's what this is a tropical depression of a season.
It is. Before I forget, I was going to mention, because you've been down here, Bill.
Yep.
Arkansas is represented, too, by banks down here.
Yes.
Bank OZK.
Right, branch right down the street from us, right on the ocean.
Centennial Bank is here in Florida. Yep. Simmons Bank is here in Florida. But that's sort of interesting. We forget about that sometimes.
You had a lot. It's been a very vibrant area because this area has been such a burgeoning area now for the last 5 or 6 years. One of the fastest growing communities in the country, and you know it's got it all. It's got sun and a wide variety of cultural and sports and community events and everything else, and sun and you know friendly people and a progressive, good government that's really tried to work well with the folks, and so it's been fun keeping an eye on the situation at Royal Birkdale. I think we're now playing 15.
Right.
And it, you know, Cam Young threw up a number 9, went to the clubhouse, and he's watching basically three players try to catch him.
Oh, Fox just bogeyed. Did you see that?
Oh, that's a tough one.
So they're all back down to eight under, so they're tied there again.
So Cam Young sets in the clubhouse, but it could have been that could have been the great move of the day. Okay, David. I was sort of joking, but sort of not joking now, because I think this season for Razorback fans is a tropical depression. SEC Media Days kicks off tomorrow morning. Give me where you think the SEC media is going to put Arkansas inside the 16-team league, and then give me a breakdown of how you see this season happening. We inexplicably go to Utah to play a game. This goes back to my point, just an utter failure of leadership. You've got to see into the future here where you see these things. We've been debating a 9-game conference season for some time. It's been a 3 or 4 year run-up. So when you schedule non-conference games, it should be diabetes. It should be cupcake.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, and not only the Bill, you're playing them so late, 9:15 Central Time, and then you've got Georgia early back the next weekend in Fayetteville.
I wish we could play Georgia at 4 a.m., not 11. I want to play them at 4 a.m.
That's a great point, yeah. It's I think, but back to your first question, media-wise, I think they're going to put us at the bottom. Mm-hmm. It'll be between us, Kentucky, and Mississippi State as the mm-hmm. bottom. So that's where we'll be picked, I would imagine. And then when you try to find the wins, Bill, you probably could say, hey, you don't know if Alabama and Tulsa, you're going to get those two wins. And then could you beat a Vanderbilt this year since they've lost their star quarterback? Could you beat a Missouri, which we haven't in 10 years? Can we go to Auburn and win? South Carolina, maybe South Carolina could be a team, but you're not going to beat most likely LSU, Texas, Texas A&M, Georgia, Utah. It's just hard to find the wins in that list, Bill, and because we don't know. We really don't know how good this team is going to be. I'm going to spend a little bit more time during camp to watch them. So
it seems like what the Razorbacks, the season hinges on failures of other programs. That if – I mean, I'm not kidding when I say this, that if Shane Beamer, who can be on a bit of a hot seat there, if they kind of poop the bed and we catch them right,
I agree.
We need failures for other teams to put our team in a position for success. And that's so – we don't hold our own we are a tropical depression. And you feel for Ryan Silverfield, but he – you know, this is where we are. He clearly is thinking of a plan and how we get there. I do think you're right, David, in that – it won't be this year, but at some point in time, teams do come around.
Bill,
the wheel turns.
This is the first time, Bill, you think about this, first time in probably 5 years that we don't know really much about our quarterback, who the starting quarterback is going to be. You had 3 years of Talen, is that right? Two with Talen. Then
two
with
Talen, KJ. Yeah,
KJ, 2-3 years. And so this is the first time who is the quarterback going to be? We don't really know him. You know, we saw 5 snaps last year of KJ Jackson. So it looked good at the time when we saw it.
And if you're Ryan Silverfield, do you reach a point in this season, again, but given the nature of the transfer portal and in and out, do you try to play for next year? Do you to hold some guys? Do you say, look?
Well, if you're hearing him, you're not going to do that. Yeah, if you hear what he's saying.
You've got to say that. Yeah, you can't go to fans. We can talk about it. I can tell you the truth. I mean, we've had an athletic director that has failed the program. That's the truth. There's clearly the evidence is there. I'm happy to debate anybody, anywhere, anytime to give you a litany of the failures relative to, the landscape of college football. But if you're him, can you look ahead and go, okay, year three is probably going to be it for me here, and I got to get some guys, and I got to play them to know that they're going to play. And
I think, Bill, you've got to win. You've got to improve to get more money. So I think he feels the pressure. Ooh. He's got to show an improved product. Yeah. He's got to show some progress somewhere.
Well, David, really enjoyed last night. Very excited about SEC Media Days down here. Glad I get the chance to spend the week with you and Trey and Double R and Pumped. And it will be interesting to see, very interested to see the commissioner tomorrow morning in his State of the League address, how this legislation on the Senate side, that could dramatically impact college football and the college sports landscape in terms of transferring and NIL collectives and all that. We'll see what he thinks about that. Till next week, may not be on the air next week because I'll be traveling to Chicago. I got to figure out a thing on that. I'll be on with you, though, Monday morning.
Yes, looking forward to it.
It's going to be a fun week this week. Till next week, boys and girls, look out for number one. Don't step in number two.
My heart today. Wish I had a supermodel, so skinny and so wild, and a waitress in Nevada. She says she's carrying my child.
I drive down Sunset Boulevard, my hair blowing in the wind. And I'd stop at fancy restaurants, and they'd finally let me in. And I'd spend all my money. Caviar and cocaine. And I would not remember how you broke my heart today.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use law enforcement siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you if you get a speeding ticket, it doesn't end there. You have to pay expensive fines. You can't go to your friend's wedding because that also costs money. And your insurance rates could increase. See? We didn't have to use law enforcement sirens after all. Getting a speeding ticket has consequences. Sooner or later, speeding catches up with you.
Brought to you by the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
This is SportsCenter.